and now still racing. No.
Yeah.
There, it's always been for sale. The mortgage goes out, falls through.
Yeah, they put it up, the mortgage, and then Rose bought it. The fellow owned the fair, and then there was some technicality. And they put it up again, and he bought it the second time. And then there was some legal technicality there. And then the last time it went up, the bank bought it back.
What about the airport? Was there?
There's another point of interest. That was always.
When did that go in? Do you have any idea when people started using
that? Oh, well, the airport went in. That one in.
That's how our movie queen flew in. It must have been.
I'd say the late 20s, early 30s. That came in. That was right where Astra Pharmaceutical is now.
Across the street there, huh?
That's where, right where it was. It was just, you know, grass runways and stuff like
always
that.
Was
it a hangar there and everything?
Grass runways and hangars?
There was a hangar there.
One hangar. And did quite a few Westboro people fly, or did they have their own planes, or how did it happen that we got an airport?
I don't know. Where they came from. The two fellows that ran it was Desjardins. And I don't know whether Freddie Desjardins and his brother, and I don't know.
Well, they people could go up
they took people up for sightseeing flights and stuff
and
like
they
that.
Gave
and they
lessons.
Started giving lessons and stuff. And then it wasn't until later years that people, you know, had their own planes and had them there, stuff like that.
I imagine they paid to gradually or something.
Well, they did. And then they built.
That was always the point of that.
There was a paved runway down below, right opposite Parker. On the left, it goes in towards the treatment plant, the backside of the treatment plant. They paved that, but then they abolished that.
We really had a lot to do, though. I think that's one of the reasons that there was so much less baloney. You know, I told you about going down to see the cows, and even the Bay State building. They used to have a great big pile of sawdust in one of the buildings out back. It was refuge from something.
Well, they packed the wheels in it.
Or whatever. We found a way to get in, cellar window that was open, and we'd use it like a slide. Little kids after school would go and play in the sawdust. I mean, things like that. We found an old cement mixer down back. We made a dollhouse out of it. Put curtains to, you know, there was an opening. Got inside the great big cement mixer, made a dollhouse, and even one day we were smoking corn soap to see what it was like.
Good for you.
But we don't do something like that once just to try it. There was no deviltry.
I remember when we were kids, we couldn't wait to get home and do our homework, so we'd go up to the country club sliding.
We
went up to Blake Street, and there was a pond just off of Baxter Street, Ruggles, and there's a pond still in behind Julio's there now, 40 we used to call it.
And Pauline's Hill
Sliding. Or Anderson's Pond. But you couldn't wait to get home and do your homework. It'd make you do your homework, then say, can we go slide for a while? Okay. And off you'd go.
So Eli Whitney Street, we come right down onto Church Street.
Yeah, they had
right from the top
certain
of the
streets
hill
in town
closed
that
off.
When it snowed, were blocked off so the kids could slide. Whitney Street, Myrtle Street, and Summer Street were blocked off. That was town law. Blocked off so the kids could slide.
Whitney Street, Myrtle.
Myrtle and Summer.
And Summer.
Queenie's Hill. What street is that?
That wasn't one of the legal ones, though.
It was blocked off legally, so kids could. How did cars get in? No.
They wouldn't.
Walk home, well.
I mean, people could slide it, so you had to, you know, go.
Make allowances for it.
Yeah,
the other way.
Go cautiously driving in and out.
If you lived there.
In those days, there wasn't too many cars, you know.
That's great.
Yeah, they did. But then at the Lyman School, they used to have a toboggan chute up there, and we used to go down, believe it or not, we'd come down that back hill off that thing and come right down in the road on Milk Street, 135. We used to put burlap bags and wet them, and we used to go right across the road, go right up 135. And there was a toboggan chute at the country club, too. And that's good, though. The last two or three years, I've seen a lot of children up there.
They're beginning to slide there again.
You know, and it just takes you back, and you say, gee, we couldn't wait. But we'd go up Ruggles Street here. We'd go up the top of Ruggles Street on a double run, and we'd come right down to the Catholic Church on a nice storm. And I've seen ice storms in town. We'd put our skates on, skate on every street in Westville, skate right all over town. Be it glare ice.
That's why they weren't outstanding in those days, huh?
No. We'd skate on Chauncey and in the reservoir, you know, have hockey games, you know, always played hockey and stuff.
Sounds like fun. Tell me, when you went to use Lyman School basketball and swimming pool, were there certain days the town could go?
Yeah,
Did they open it up for community?
They'd have to be sure there'd be somebody up there to...
But, I mean, was it a regular time, like on Saturdays, or...?
Yep, there were certain times we could go, but, I mean, there was a good, very good relationship between the town and the Lyman School. The people that were there running it, like the superintendent and stuff was, you know, he was involved, like, in the Kiwanis and town and stuff like that, so it was a very good relationship.
So that they could use the facilities.
Yep.
Too bad they can't now.
Yeah, I know. You know, it wouldn't cost much to fix that building up. Honest to God, the money they waste today.
The trouble is, though, now, you know, with the caliber, so damn many of the kids like...